Welcome back inside the huddle. Don Stock, Jamie out today as he's working. And we're waiting for Adam Tessinger to call in. We're a little ahead of schedule, but Adam will be calling in soon. So we're going to go over what we've been talking about so far today, which is the boys' sectional. So sectional number 54 played at Fountain Central. It's a 1A tournament. And Attica will take on the host Fountain Central in game one on Tuesday night. These start times are at 6 o'clock. And Fountain Central is the team that you're going to have to beat here in the 1A tournament at Fountain Central. Clinton Central will take on Faith Christian. Clinton Central comes in 6-17. Faith Christian 9-13. The winner will take on Rossville game on Friday night. Rossville 11-12. The winner of the Fountain Central Attica will take on North Vermilion 6-15. And those two winners will square off for the sectional in Fountain Central. And I think Adam has called in. Am I right, Dennis?
Yes.
Very good. Coach Tessinger, we have you on the air.
Yes, I am here. Good morning, guys.
Hey, congratulations. Last night, co-champs, big ball game. We wish we could have been there to watch the ball game, but had other things pop up. We couldn't get there. So congratulations for being co-champs of the Hoosier Heartland Conference.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right, so you have drawn Bob Seger, is what I like to say, in game two on Tuesday night. You have not played them in the regular season. I think probably an okay thing because you've boasted up your schedule to prepare for this. What do you know about Seger High School?
I mean, from looking at stats and watching film, we know they're a very good basketball team. I mean, you look at their record. I believe they won last night. I think they're 15-6 now. And I mean, offensively, they score the basketball really well. They've got five guys that are averaging close to them. I think three of them are in double figures. One's at 9 and another one's at like 7 or 8. So, I mean, they're just overall a really good basketball team. And we kind of knew that a little bit last year. They were in our sectional, but they played Fountain Central in the first game, but they were at that point in time, basically all sophomores, with a junior or two mixed in there. And so we knew they were going to be pretty solid basketball team moving forward. And so they're pretty athletic. They're kind of led a little bit by the Medeker number 33 inside. He's very active. He's definitely a handful. So we've got our work cut out for us. It's definitely a big game to open up our sectional play.
Well, your schedule, you have bolstered up there a lot. You're coming in on a 4-game winning streak. Two of those last two ball games that you had against Taylor and Eastern were kind of sectional-like ball games because if you lose, you're out. And so those type of games kind of prepare you for Tuesday night.
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, our like you kind of mentioned, our schedule in general, we tried to bolster a little bit. We added Wabash. Our holiday tournament expanded to 8 teams this year instead of 4, so there's a lot. A lot more added competition there. Picked up Lafayette Jeff when Twin Lakes canceled. And then, like you said, as far as conference goes, we knew after the loss to Prairie that the only way we were going to be able to even have a chance to be conference champions was to take care of business on our end. And so it just kind of reemphasized to us the importance of every practice, every game. And I think They've kind of flipped the switch a little bit, especially on the defensive end for the most part. But, again, like I said, we've got a huge challenge for us coming this just Tuesday, if we're lucky enough to make it through Tuesday. But our entire sectional is full of really good basketball teams.
Yeah, not a team with a losing record. I think Covington ended up getting up to their 12-12. Every game is going to be a big basketball game. But I know that this isn't the same sectional that was you played in last year, but you are still the defending sectional champs. So now you're going to be the hunted. And the preparation that you have gone through the year, I think the kids have started to understand that, hey, everybody now wants to throttle the Carroll Cougars.
Yeah, it's definitely a different mentality. When a lot of these guys were, I would say, probably sophomores and maybe a little bit as juniors, at least early on in the season, that role was reversed. We were the up-and-coming team at that point in time that was hungry to knock off those teams that had had a bunch of success. And like you said, now that 2 years ago, losing in the sectional championship game, winning sectionals and regionals last year, we knew going into the year that we're going to get everybody's best game. But in the end, I think it just helps, hopefully, helps us to prepare as much as possible for basically where we're at in the season right now. You know, conference games that mean a lot, sectional play, whatever postseason play comes about. So it definitely took a different change in mindset, but overall I think it's been a good thing for us.
Coach, you know me by now. I'm probably going to ask a question that, you know, the intent here is not to embarrass anybody or to say one thing over another. Coach Bender, when he was there, the intensity level was really, really high. You bring in a different atmosphere of calmness and relax a little bit. I think it's taken a while for your kids to adapt that, but I've seen a big change coming down the home stretch, and I think they have now, and this has now become your basketball team.
Thank you, I guess. I mean, like I've told a lot of people, I don't know that I can take credit for much of anything that's happened this year. As we've talked about before, it's mostly the players that we have. When you bring back the players, the calibers that our seniors are, and some of our juniors, and I mean, it just makes it a little less stressful on the coaching standpoint. You've got guys that know what they're doing, and I mean, as far as the vocal versus laid back aspect, I mean, we have expectations for how they play, but I've never been a huge fan of just yelling at kids to yell, because I think all these kids put enough pressure on themselves. It's not like they're all going to want to go out. They're not trying to go out on a basketball court and miss a shot or make a turnover or screw up something on the defensive end. And I think hopefully you can kind of see with some of these guys that we've worked a lot starting this summer trying to build their confidence up and basically trying to get them to believe that, you know, they belong on a varsity basketball court. Like I said, everybody played last year for the most part, but there was times where we had to rely on Owen, Jake, and Chris quite a bit because we didn't really have anything else to go with them. And so challenging some of those other guys and telling them, you know, hey, believe in yourself. You're capable of doing things for us, either offensively, defensively, both, whatever the case might be. And I think you can see that our depth this year is definitely a lot better. So definitely a different style. But again, all that really goes mostly to our success as far as, like, that goes to the kids more than anything.
So you come down, this is the last week before you get into the tournament, you play two basketball games and two very tough basketball games. You win one at Western, a game that we got a telecast there at Western. And, man, it's got to be nice to have a guy like Owen Duff on the floor who can see as much as he can see and kind of be a coach on the floor, which is kind of unusual on a high school level.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've talked about, as a coaching staff, how nice it is to have Owen and Jake too. I mean, both those guys being now four-year starters. I mean, they came off the bench a little bit as freshmen, but just the experience that those two bring, their basketball IQ, they know scouting reports, they know tendencies, they pick stuff up that we don't even necessarily see sometimes when they're out there on the court, and so just helps to have that kind of calming presence and that leadership ability to get guys where they should be.
Well, I'm not going to talk about your starters other than Owen. I do want to talk about your bench because I think the bench is going to be a big thing in the tournament. You play Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, hopefully, all those games. We'll see how it rolls out. But coming off the bench, you have Eli Harshbarger, who hardly misses a beat when he's out there. And the kid that I think doesn't get a lot of discussion but probably should is Austin Coons, because he comes in and you've got that outside shooter that if you replace either Skinner with him, you just don't miss a lick. Everything stays pretty solid.
Yeah, so I guess starting with Eli, he's that, if you want to call it, six starter, whatever the case might be. I mean, we've talked about how much he brings to us, especially I mean, truthfully, both offensively and defensively. I was going to say, especially on the defensive end, that's where he just makes that difference for us. Another guy that can kind of get up into the opposing team's ball handlers, turns them over. But offensively, he does really well pushing the ball and kind of finding who is open. He's not going to force things offensively, and he's a capable shooter. So when he is open and he shoots, we have confidence that he's made that right decision. And we believe that, like you said, we don't miss anything when he comes off the bench. Austin does start for us. He doesn't come off the bench, but again, he's kind of one of the ones that all good. He's one of the ones that I was talking about, trying to get him to believe in himself a little bit. Because last year, I think he only shot 35 threes for the whole season and shot 40%. And so this year, we again just it started in the summer, telling him that he's got to shoot when he's open. We're confident in his abilities. I mean, he's in the gym all the time. He's always the first one in. Last one out, always getting up extra shots. And so, like you said, though, his ability to shoot, it makes defenses choose. Like, are you going to stop or try and stop Chris, Jake, Owen on drives? Are you going to help off on Austin in a corner? Hopefully you do that. We kick out to him. He's got an open look from a place he's comfortable shooting at. So, I mean, like you said, it's just all about having guys who in some way, shape, or form can put pressure on a defense. And then the other guy off the bench for us is Noah Falkenberg. And he's really come into his own here, especially in the last couple weeks. His big thing was confidence, too. I mean, he dressed a little bit for us last year, probably more so early on in the season, and would get a little bit of playing time. But, I mean, you can just see him out there on the court. The size, he's about 6'4". Capable of playing outside and inside, and he's got a pretty high basketball IQ too. He knows how to, or like when to make the right play, when to pass the teammates, when to look for a shot. And so, like you just said, though, with the sectional setup, if we're lucky enough to advance after Tuesday night, we're going to definitely have to rely on those guys. And in our opinion, it's nice to have those guys off the bench that we can rely on and step in and not miss a beat.
So, what do you feel is the key to victory to knock off Seager?
I mean, there's obviously tons of things we've already kind of talked about as a coaching staff, but a big one is for us is going to be do we allow them a lot of touches on the block or in the paint? With like I talked about before, 33 posting up. But maybe the biggest one for them, it's going to be their offensive rebounds. They're a great offensive rebounding team. A couple of the games that we've watched so far, they had 15-plus offensive rebounds. And so just that second-chance opportunity or second-chance points are going to be huge. And then the other big one, they do like to get out and transition and push the basketball as well. So how do we respond to a team that plays a similar style of basketball that we do? And so that's kind of our keys defensively. And then offensively, it's same stuff it's been all year, just trying to make sure that we're not trying to break people down one-on-five. We want to trust our teammates, get the ball moving, set screen, cut through, whatever it might be, to try and make it easier to get to the basket.
Well, Coach, it's a doubleheader for us. We will not be on Hoosierland TV, but we will be with WILO Radio once we get into the tournament action. We're looking forward to Tuesday night, two couple ball games that – we think we're going to be bangers with Prairie and Catholic and you and Seager. And we wish you the best of luck in the Delphi sectional.
Thank you. I appreciate it.